were a kid, where did you live?
Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
How was it growing up with four siblings?
It was three siblings. Because I'm the fourth. So I was my older brother, my twin brother, and my younger sister.
Did you have a special bond with your twin brother? Do you have one?
Yes. Actually, when he went for a ride to Calgary from Winnipeg, on his motorcycle, he crashed. And I woke up with a sore, the headache, and I think a sore arm. Anyway, I woke up, I went downstairs, my mom was on the phone with the ambulance. My brother was just in a motorcycle accident. He almost died. He had to get blood transfusions and stuff. And it was dark. They were driving through the mountains. He was on the back of somebody else riding his bike. He went off the road. And the person that was driving the bike died.
Do you have any crazy stories you remember from there?
Yes. The craziest story is the back of our house was onto a cemetery, and one day my dog brought home an arm, a human arm with flesh on it, so.
Is that scary?
Yeah, it was shocking and scary. But we found bones as kids, and the police said they were cow bones. But then when we found the arm, then we called the newspaper and TV stations first. The cemetery had to clean up all the piles of dirt behind our house and look for other remains. I don't think they found anything really, but.
Who found the arm? Or who saw the arm first when the dog brought it back?
It was my sister Teresa. I think my brother Tony. And our dog Bingo had it in his arm, and they said, "Drop it, Bingo, drop it." And he was running around with the arm in his mouth. He dropped it, and then my mom went and saw it, and she threw up.
That must have freaked you kids out, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It turns out it was there by mistake. The dog didn't dig up a grave.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Winnipeg in the winter is colder than Mars.
Sometimes.
Yes, sometimes.
It has gotten colder.
Yes. I would never move back to Winnipeg. Though I do miss my family, but I would never move back.
Well, thank you, Mom.
You're welcome.